You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Neu in der Deutschlandcard-App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard-App.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. NYC police desperately searching for a missing 15-year-old girl find her picture on a Florida commercial sex ad. Palm Beach, Florida police pose as customers and track the girl down to a Motel 6. She tells undercover officers she's been forced into sex acts at least 10 times. Her traffickers, two or three rooms down the hall, cops arrest a Venezuelan man and a Colombian woman.
Nancy, the sex trafficking is believed to be tied to a Venezuelan gang. Both suspects are not legal citizens. The male suspect was out on bond for two previous arrests, the most recent offense for drug trafficking in Miami and attempted murder in New York. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw commented that the suspects will not be receiving bail this time, adding that the suspect retaining his freedom despite his previous criminal activity is unconscionable.
In near Clayton, 33, and in Yabert Blanco, 27, charged with sex trafficking a minor. Ohio sheriffs get reports of a man dressed as the slasher from Scream, the movie, running in and out of traffic. When deputies arrive, the man's still running on the road with a knife. Deputies try to get him to drop it, but he leads them on a foot chase, ending when he trips and falls. Body cam footage captures the moment straight out of Scooby-Doo when a sheriff rips off the man's costume before handcuffing him and loading him into a patrol car. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Lindley.
A Florida woman has been convicted of second-degree murder after a jury determined she left her boyfriend to die zipped inside a suitcase. 4 years after Sarah Boone's arrest, the jury in Central Florida deliberated for 90 minutes before reaching their decision. The case centered on the 2020 death of George Torres, whom Boone claimed got into the suitcase during what she described as a game of hide-and-seek. Boone told detectives she believed Torres could free himself and went to sleep after a night of drinking, later finding him unresponsive the next morning. Investigators uncovered cell phone video showing Torres trapped in the suitcase, calling out Boone's name and saying he couldn't breathe. Boone claimed she had acted in self-defense, citing past violent incidents between the two. An autopsy revealed Torres had injuries consistent with blunt force trauma. The trial faced multiple delays due to changes in Boone's legal representation and spanned 10 days before her conviction. Boone's sentencing is scheduled for December 2nd, she could face up to life in prison. In Minnesota, a 22-year-old woman is now facing serious charges after allegedly driving an SUV into a group of people, resulting in the death of a teenager and injuries to several others. We bring in Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for more.
Latalia Angeli Margulie has been charged with second-degree murder and 5 counts of second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. This according to the Hennepin County Attorney's Office. She remains in custody on a $1.5 million bond. Authorities say the incident took place early on the morning of September 14th during what they describe as a confrontation between two groups of people in downtown Minneapolis. 16-year-old Demaya Broom was killed when Margulie reportedly drove her vehicle into the crowd without braking. Quote, "This was a devastating crime," said Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty in a statement. Moriarty continued, saying, quote, "Miss Margulie's decision has left a lasting impact on Demaya's family and the community." Police were able to locate the SUV shortly after the incident, aided by a witness who followed the vehicle. Broom was pronounced dead at the hospital, and at least 5 others suffered injuries, including broken legs and a head injury.
Margulie now awaits her next court appearance as the investigation continues.
Thanks, John. Janine Weathersby visits son Tyler in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to meet Tyler and his wife's newborn, their third child. The day before she's set to leave, she gets in a very uncharacteristic argument with Tyler, and he drops her at the airport a day before her flight. Mona Lisa Weathersby, extremely concerned about her husband, she's never seen him this upset before. She's not surprised when Tyler's already out for a morning walk when she wakes up the next day. Mona Lisa, just about to take their older children to school when he comes home. They say their usual bye, love you, and he starts on another walk as wife Mona Lisa pulls out of the driveway. When she comes home, he's still not back. Another hour passes. She can't find him. She reports him missing. Tyler Weathersby does not have a cell phone or wallet. He has not been seen in 2 months. Tyler Weathersby, African American, 6 feet, 155 pounds, brown eyes, crew cut, beard. A tattoo of a crown and halo above it on his right wrist. If you have info on missing dad, Tyler Weathersby, please call Sioux Falls, South Dakota PD, 605-367-7212. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.